Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet. It's that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request for us today, 419-389-0893. Call or text to that number, 419-389-0893. You can also email or text to prayer@yeshome.com and let us know what your need is today, and we will pray for you on the Prayer Closet. Once again, 419-389-0893. I don't know why I suddenly couldn't say zero. Or prayer@yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer that you need. You may think, oh, it's kind of personal. I don't want people to know about it. That's all right. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. God knows who you are. God knows. And so that's what matters. That's what matters. We just want to pray with you. We want to join together as our brothers and sisters in Christ. This is one way we bear one another's burdens. We encourage each other. We help one another when we pray together. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893. Or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come together and pray for each other, encourage one another, help one another. Lord, we pray that you will move with power, with might. Lord, that you would strengthen us, encourage each other. Lord, that we would find hope and help in you, because you are a good and gracious God, a faithful Father who loves us, for us, who helps us in our time of need. And so we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for your care over us, your love for us, your help in times of need. Lord, that we would be strengthened by your mighty hand. You are a good and gracious God. We give you all glory this day and pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893, 419-389-0893, call or text, email or text to prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And, of course, we've got kind of a brief message today because we went way long in the morning show. But as I mentioned before, and I just mentioned this again because it's worth repeating, that when we pray for one another, you know, this is a great way to show love for each other. And as people join in, and by the way, when people listen, they're praying along with us. We know that. They've told us, you know, as we share out your requests, everyone listening, they're joining together. They're praying with us for you. And hopefully you're praying along for them. So we're having, you know, you could have hundreds, thousands of people praying for you this morning by bringing your requests here. And that's a beautiful picture of the church coming together and doing what we're supposed to do. Galatians 6:2 tells us that we should carry each other's burdens. Carry each other's burdens. What does that mean? It means we help each other, right? We help each other out. One of the ways we can carry each other's burdens, one of the ways we can bear one another's burdens, is to pray for each other. That when we come together in prayer, when we come together to lift each other up, to help each other out, we're really bearing one another's burdens. And we're making everybody's burden lighter. You know, that we don't have to carry these things alone. One, it's important to know that and be reminded of that, that we don't carry these burdens alone. We don't bear these things alone. That God is with us. God will help us. God will strengthen us. And so we can walk in his power and in his might. We can be reassured that he loves us and is meeting our every need. And we can know that, you know, we have brothers, as other people pray for us, there's something spiritual that happens. There is something spiritual that happens that is lifting our spirit. It's like you're carrying a heavy load, right? You're trying to drag a sofa up the stairs, right? You're moving on to a second floor apartment because that's where the apartment everybody moves to. People who live in first floor apartments never move. I'm convinced of this. They got a first floor apartment. We're keeping it for the rest of our lives. And when we die, we're willing it to our children. Because nobody ever moves into a first floor apartment. Every time you got to move somebody, they're always moving to second floor, third floor, whatever. You're trying to drag this thing up the steps. It's almost impossible to get this sofa up the steps. But if someone comes along and says, here, I'll grab the other end. Now it gets easier. And maybe a couple of people come along. Maybe you got three or four people. And all of a sudden, that heavy burden that seemed impossible, there's no way I'm going to get this up the steps. There's no way I can lift this thing. It's way too heavy. It's way too big. There's no way I'm getting this up the steps. Now I got three or four people helping me. And then maybe one of them says, hey, look, I got a hand truck. Right? We can put it on that. You know, we'll wheel it up. And all of a sudden, what was a terrible burden that there was no way you were going to handle by yourself now gets handled. And it gets handled fairly easily. It's borne up to the second floor. Boom, put it into the corner. We're ready to go. And I think that's what happens spiritually in us. When other people are praying for us and praying with us, it's like those other hands coming along, lifting that burden. And so suddenly it's not so heavy. Today on the show, we have an opportunity, one, to have your burden lifted by sharing in your request and having other people pray for you. But also, as we're listening, as we pray along, we have an opportunity to help lighten that load for someone else. Because in praying for that person, you're not just delivering a message to God. You are doing a spiritual act of kindness and love. A spiritual act that is having a real impact upon the person that you are praying for, that is lifting that burden off of them and helping to lighten that load. You are doing a real thing in their life. You know, prayer isn't symbolic. You know, we see all these actions people doing, you know, to people when they want to protest, they do all these symbolic actions. I'm not saying this wrong necessarily, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, it doesn't necessarily change things, right? It raises awareness and things like that. But when we pray, praying is not about raising awareness. God is already aware. When we pray, we're taking actual direct action to change a situation. It has power. So let's exercise that power on behalf of our brothers and sisters today. Let's bear that burden with them. And let's have those burdens borne. If something's weighing you down, don't let it. Share that with us. We want to pray for you today. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And let's get into our prayer requests that have come in. Listener writes in, says, my girlfriend and I recently broke up. Even though we both still care deeply for each other and love each other, we both know deep down that not dealing with our personal hurts and past mistakes were preventing us from moving forward in our present lives. Even though I know this had to happen, the pain and fear of losing her permanently forever is very real. We both need prayer for comfort and guidance as we both try and stay focused on letting God heal our old wounds and guide our futures. Lord, we do lift up this listener to you today as they are struggling with this breakup, Lord, understanding that perhaps this is what you need them to do at this time as they deal with past pains and hurts and deal with some of the issues in their lives. Lord, we pray that, one, we thank you for being obedient, even though it was a hard step to take. Even though this was a hard obedience, Lord, they nonetheless have taken that step and listened to you. And so, Lord, we pray that this will allow you to do the work that you need to do in each of them individually, heal some of those past hurts, help heal some issues that they're dealing with. And Lord, pray that once those are resolved, once you've dealt with those, maybe there will be restoration in the future. And Lord, we pray for encouragement, for help, for calm, for peace. Lord, for comfort from the pain that they're feeling. And Lord, but also, Lord, that you would encourage them that you are doing the work that needs to be done in them, and that they would see that work being done, and that they would draw joy from that and strength from that. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And another listener writing in asking for their marriage to be strengthened and trust to be restored. Lord, we lift this marriage up to you, and you know the issues and trials that they're going through right now. But Lord, we also know that your desire for this marriage to be strong, for this marriage to be a blessing, for this marriage to be a joy. So Lord, I pray that you would indeed touch them. Lord, I pray that you would strengthen this marriage. You would strengthen that bond that they have together. That they would be strengthened and encouraged by you, strengthened and encouraged in you. Lord, that they would receive the help and the hope and the healing that is necessary, that trust indeed would be restored to this relationship. Lord, that there would be forgiveness and grace and repentance where necessary. Lord, so that you can turn this marriage into the joy and the strength that you desire for it to be. And we pray this in your name. Amen. And lastly, listener writing in asking for prayer for people with depression during quarantine when they can't go out. Lord, we do lift up those who, during this time of quarantine, we know it's been a trial, a struggle for many who may already be dealing with things like depression and hurt and pain. Lord, it's taken a mental health toll on many people. Lord, we pray for those who are struggling in the area of mental health and pray for them during this time of quarantine. And with the extra stresses added on to them, Lord, we pray that they would seek you, they would seek the help that you can bring, that they would find hope and healing in you, that you would encourage them in their hearts, that you would speak words of truth to their souls, that you would restore joy to them, that they might know that you are their great and gracious and loving Father who cares for them and loves them and will aid them in every way. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet. Remember, we're always here every weekday, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 9:30, to pray for you. But if you need prayer outside of that, you can always call our studios, 419-240-1937, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. There's folks here that'll be happy to pray with you. You can email or text your prayer request to us at any time at prayer@yeshome.com. Or you can go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the chat now button. Get connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been the Prayer Closet. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday.